Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Inheritance is a more complex bargain than is generally thought. Who of us would not want to inherit great wealth? And if that inheritance includes madness, what then? Millicent Monx is the great-grandniece of Andrew Carnegie, in his time one of the richest men on earth. But great wealth could not protect her from her mother's illness or rescue her daughter from the same disease.
Gets confused.
Yeah.
And I think guilt, huge part of it. I mean, first of all, they said our daughter was schizophrenic, and that was my fault. Do you remember that? There was a whole period when the schizophrenic mother was...
And that was blamed on you. You did it. This is the most intimate relationship in all of one's life, is mother-daughter.
And you are blamed for doing this terrible behavior that your child is carrying on. I mean, it's just horrible. And then the same with the borderline thing. I mean, still today, I read something that hints that maybe it was me, and now I know it's in the brain, so that's a huge relief. But... even with borderline, there was, the family's done this to the child. And that's the most horrendous thing, to think that you might have harmed your child that way.
Millicent Monx has written a memoir of her life titled Songs of Three Islands. She has told this story to help us face and cope with mental illness. It is a story of trial, endurance, and perhaps of peace.
Millicent Monx. You let me call you Millie, yes?
Yes.
Yes. I've been thinking, as I've been listening to the stories that you tell and reading the stories that you tell in the stories of Three Islands, I've been thinking how important our stories are to us. The stories that we tell, and how important the stories that we don't or won't or can't tell. Is that part of what drives you to sit down with me in this beautiful place in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, that you've called home for so many years, to be talking about those stories? Is it the importance of those stories that pulls you out of your quietness into conversation?
Well, I'm not kind of used to the word important, I guess, but... I don't know. Most of them seem to come to me at about 4 in the morning. So. But it's as if it was coming from somewhere else, almost.
You've experienced 4 in the morning for many, 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 many years. You talk about being a young woman, a very young woman, and the, shall we say, challenges of growing up when the night was a real refuge for you as well as a fearful place.
Yes.
And maybe they come together.
I think once I felt safe in my room, I think the night was a refuge, definitely.
Because the day was
too complicated, too difficult, and I already felt like because of my feeling what my mother was telling me. I'm not sure that she even was aware of it, but I think I needed to assimilate that somehow. And I became feeling like a stranger in the world. It didn't feel comfortable to me. I mean, how do you function in this strange world? So when I got in my room, it was quiet.
Refuge is a wonderful concept. That's the good news. The bad news is that one needs to take refuge, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, and you have to learn not to be a stranger in the world.
If one is going to participate in it at all.
Yes.
Well, I think that the part of why this, I'm sure, has a double or triple or quadruple level of intrigue is there is this sense that in America, where our values have gotten very confused or poisoned, that if you're rich, if you have money, everything is going to be fine. You come from one of the wealthiest families in the world over time, and to be a Carnegie and to know your heritage well and still be faced with these fundamental issues, that's humbling.
Well, I don't think the family never talked about being Carnegies. That it was not polite. you didn't do that. It was like mental illness in those days, you know. You just didn't talk about it. So it just seemed perfectly natural. I didn't know how anybody else lived. So, and then it certainly wasn't much help to me going to my room. I don't know where the Carnegies were around to help me out.
All those Scotsmen.
Now, where were they?
Well, indeed, where were they?
Where were they? Yeah.
The whole question of mental health, mental illness, that big, gray, secret place, is something I want to talk about, since you are willing, when we come back in just a moment. Yeah. Thank you for joining me in this conversation. This is Millie Monks. We are in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, a beautiful place that she calls home, and we both will be back in just a moment.